Well, good morning. How are you guys this morning? Pretty good. Today is Christ the King Sunday. Pretty exciting, huh? Not so much. Well, I wondered from you, especially, I'm going to need some help here. What in the world is a king? What's a king? Somebody who rules the world. You were listening to the hymn. Yeah, what's a king? Do you remember what, you ever have any kings in any of your stories?
Yes.
What do they look like? What do they have?
They have a crown.
They have a crown that they wear. What else do they have? Are they like, Are the kings the guys that bring you your food in the afternoon? Or are they the ones in charge?
They're the
ones who are in charge. Kings have maids. They have servants. Yes, they do. Well, if you were a king or a queen, and you could have anything in the whole world, what would you have? You can have anything.
A Bible book.
Bless you, my child. A Bible book, she says. Oh, you've been raised well. If you could have anything in the whole world, if you were king of the world, what would you want?
A queen.
You'd want a what? A queen? You've been a member of this congregation too long. Seriously, what kind of kids are you? If you could have anything in the world, wouldn't you want to get your mama a brand new big old car? If you can, but you're the king. You can have anything you want. It's not too expensive for a king. They have a crown and a big old sword. Earlier, one of the other kids said he didn't want to be king because he's afraid he'd cut himself on his sword.
Who said that?
Well, today, it was Hunter. Hunter's very careful. He's got, well, today we're going to talk about Christ the King. And Jesus could have had anything in the whole world. He could have had anything in the whole world that he could have wanted. And what do you think it was that Jesus the King asked for? What did he give? Do you remember? He gave everything to the people that were poor. And he brought peace to the world. Jesus could have had anything, and what he had most of was exactly what you said, love. That's what makes Christ, Jesus, our King. This one who came in the clouds and could do anything in the whole world chose love. That's the kind of King we should have, a King who brings love for each of you and a Bible book. And so we give thanks today for Christ, our King, the King of love. Thanks. You guys can go back to your places.